Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, When Will I Ever Live What I Believe?
Speak the Word.
Friends, you can't be looking at your circumstances when you're asking the Lord for something, because He doesn't deal in the natural. He deals in the supernatural. So everything that's coming from God is going to come through the natural, but through Him. In Romans 4:20, New King James, it says, And Abraham did not waver in faith. He did not consider his body. He said, in other words, when God told Abraham that he was going to be a father of many nations, he didn't talk about it, he didn't think about it, and he didn't look at it, or he never did consider his circumstances, and that's why he never wavered in his faith. The key word here, I believe, today is consider. Abraham did not consider Sarah's old body. Even though she was in her 90s, he did not consider his age either. He didn't think about his age. He was 100. You cannot focus on what is around you in the natural, your circumstances. God can change those things in a blink of an eye. Everything that's around you that looks like is an impossibility for what you're asking God for, He can change that in a blink of an eye. It's just a matter of having faith. Friends, I was a widow living on a fixed income. That's the way it appeared in the natural, that I was a widow living on a fixed income, because that's really what I was back in my husband that's deceased passed away in 2002, and I remarried in 2009. So for 7 years, I was that way. And some of you probably know that listens to my program. Because like I said, in the natural, that was the fact. But you don't have to base your financial security on the world's economy. God, our Father, is our source. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 12:24, in the English Standard Version, it says, Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They neither have storehouses nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Oh, how much more value, he says, are you than the birds. You're so much more of value, so much more important. And I want to encourage you to believe, God, that all of God's promises will come true for you. And He's never going to let you down. I ask the Holy Spirit for a lot of things, you know, like, I can't get these earrings, Holy Spirit, without your help. You know, it doesn't matter how small it is or how large it is with God. It just doesn't matter, you know, because there's nothing too big or there's nothing too small for Him. As somebody who called me the other day, texted me and wanted me to pray for a situation that seemed kind of small. And I told her, I said, I will pray for your son, and nothing's too small and nothing is too large for the Holy Spirit. You know, He can take care of it. Like I said, you can always depend on God. So when God gives you a promise, don't consider anything else. No matter how threatening or impossible it seems, don't consider it. Don't focus on it. I can remember when God told me back in 2005 and 6 that I would be on the radio, that I would have tapes with messages. And I thought to myself, I certainly can't see that happening. You have to get a picture of what it was like. You know, I'm sitting in a small house because I downsized after Jump passed. And I'm sitting there, and the Lord had given me a prison ministry, which I was really into. He really anointed me to do it, and didn't have any fear going into the jails and the prisons and ministering to the men and the women. And I actually became their chaplain. I did it for 11 years before He gave me this ministry in 2010. But God, for the most part, will not start you at the top. I don't think He starts anybody at the top. He started me at the bottom, you know, going into the 40-man cell, you know, washing off the table so I could have a place to put my Bible. But that was okay. I didn't mind. You know, the Holy Spirit, everybody was with me, you know, and the guard standing outside, and He didn't even come in. But I wasn't afraid, you know, and if somebody was to speak up and say something, one of the other big guys would stand up, and that would be the end of that, you know. But so, and even when we had the church, we helped build a church out into prison, and I was in there with them by myself, but that was okay, you know. I wasn't by myself. You know, you could think of me like Elijah, where we had all those chariots around him and all the angels. So I was totally surrounded, so not afraid. But you have to be anointed for certain things. Anointing is a position. And so it doesn't fall. It's when you become born again, you have the anointing of God living in you. And He will anoint you for certain positions. It's a different anointing, but you have the anointing living in you. So don't ever forget that. Don't ever let somebody tell you different. All you got to do is just read the Bible. Today, God has blessed us with over 300 radio stations in the USA and other countries. As a matter of fact, I got Donna, my ministry assistant, she got a phone call from a lady in UK Thursday, I think, or Friday, wanting to know if she could put my book in their library, in the public library for the people over there. My new book, I Believe God. So it's going to be a blessing. Praise God. Friends, one thing we need to always remember is with the I can living in us. We have the I can living in us. We should never say I can't. We've got the I can living in us. And if He says we can, He's not going to ask you. He's not going to tell you if you can't. He's never going to tell you something you can't do. Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, I've written 3 books and 11 booklets in my newest book called I Believe God. And the subtitle is, No Matter What It Looks Like Today, I Believe It's Going to Be Just Like He Said. And I do believe that. I did a message on this a couple of years ago, and the Lord impressed upon me to write a book on it. And so I did. When God is with you, I want you to know it is impossible for anyone to defeat you, for God lays out His promises in His Word. In Romans 8:31, in the New Living Bible, it says, what shall we say about such wonderful things? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? What promises has God spoken into your heart? I know that He must have been speaking some promises into your heart, because otherwise you wouldn't be here this morning and you wouldn't be going to conferences and going to church, but you're seeking something from the Lord. So I ask you, know, what promises? Have you taken them serious enough to write them down? When God speaks to you, are you going to take it serious enough that you want to write that down? You know, like on that God, my source, you know. And then what He does, once I write it down, He gives me a word or two, and then He gives me a whole page. And then I go back and back it up with Scripture, because He's not going to give you anything that's not in His Word. If you start writing something that's not in His Word, then you're listening to the wrong voice, you know. But here I said, Father, I thank You that You have made me a blessing so I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. Father, I thank You that You have caused all grace to abound unto me, that I, Joanne, shall have enough for every good deed, every charitable donation, and all to tithes and offerings. Father, I thank You for being my source. And it goes on and on and on and on. And at the time I wrote this, like I said, I was living on a fixed income. But today the Lord has brought me from that position to this position, to where He has actually made me a blessing, that I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. So my husband and I would speak the word ministries and others. We dispense a lot of good into other ministries and missionaries and other churches and stuff, and individuals too. I didn't want just enough for myself. You don't want to ever ask just enough for yourself. You always want to have enough, not to take care of you, but to take care of others. And so if you'll focus more on others, God will always make sure you're taken care of, and you won't go lacking for anything.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners, you are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission. I speak the word, and always remember there is power in the spoken word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The Word of God, against the Word.